Microphones are on. Call the committee of the whole meeting for Monday, July 23rd, 2012, order. I'm Rich Marks. I'm the alderman of the second ward, and it is my joy tonight to be able to lead this meeting. The first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. The only item on the consent agenda is to approve the committee of the whole minutes from June 25th, 2012.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Alderman Singer makes the second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Passes unanimously. Next item of business is number 4A, recommend draft ordinance allowing special use in B3 district to operate cocktail lounge for the sale of beer and wine at 318 South 3rd Street.
Move
motion second. By Sam, seconded by Alderman Hill. Motion by Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Maladra. Question staff, David, do you have anything?
Questions that we have to take?
Alderman Flanagan, I guess you got some questions.
I just had some.
And when it opens is not an adequate question.
Okay.
How soon can we get there?
Oh, anyway, I do have a question of the logistics of how he's going to operate the, is the 18-year-old gonna, I mean, I know he has a lot of younger staff. Do you know how he's going to logistically handle this, or?
I believe you have to be 18 to serve beer or liquor. So as long as they're 18, they'll be able to make the transition.
I'm not against it. I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of it.
Right, but as long as they're 18 or above, they'll be able to serve the alcohol.
But they can't ring it up.
No, they can't. If they're 18 or above, they can.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Well, let's ask the liquor commission. I don't. I think they can serve it, but can't sell.
That's
for the liquor commission.
Is that how it runs?
That is how it's run. Yes.
Okay.
Just like if you were to frequent Old Town or any other place. Yeah.
Right.
As long as you're 18 years old, you can serve.
Okay.
It has to be opened by someone 21 or older. 18-year-old can serve it.
Gotcha. And the fence, is it going to be? I noticed that the fence is going to be taller on one end. Is it going to be cut off by the sidewalk then? Do you know? Is he going to totally enclose that?
The sidewalk will remain open, and there will be another gate on the north side.
Oh, okay, because that was...
On the driveway side, there will be another exit gate there.
I mean, I don't have a problem with him, you know, doing it. It's just the concern about the, you know, how he's logistically going to handle it, so.
Right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Any other? Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have concerns about this issue, in as much as that I don't feel comfortable with the manner in which they're going to be serving any kind of a alcoholic beverage in a location such as that. My fear is, in talking about this issue to a number of individuals in the community, there's some concerns as much as that we would establish a precedent here, and who is going to be next on the line, Cocoa Beans, and then maybe the Chocolate Kitchen, and maybe Starbucks. Is that where it's going to go? That's my concern. I'm going to vote against this. Thank you, Mr. Sherman.
Okay. Alderman Hill. Anyone else with any comments, questions? Anyone from the audience? We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
It is an 8-1. Item 4B, recommend draft resolution declaring default in construction of on-site land improvements for Stonewood Glen subdivision and demand for payment of same.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Flanagan.
Second.
Second by Alderman Maladra. Questions, comments, concerns from the dais? Anyone from the audience? All those in favor?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Alderman
yes,
Brown. Sorry.
I would like... our city engineer, Pam, to give us an idea, why did this sort of thing happen? This is an old subdivision at this point, right?
That's correct.
It's been built out for a number of years.
Yes, mm-hmm. Although there are some uncompleted improvements.
So once the developers sold the last house, they sometimes just exit left, stage left, and don't take care of the last little... I mean, these are basically punch items for the subdivision, right?
It's actually quite more than that, because the last part of the asphalt road is not placed, the surface, and there's a huge pile of topsoil that needs to be taken down and stabilized. And there are some unsold lots. I believe there was some problem with the developer possibly losing the subdivision, and the bank took on, well, the bank is pursuing ownership, I understand.
So there's nothing for us to learn in the future in how we lay out the legal aspects of these things, that the bond is going to cover some of it?
Yes, I can't really comment on the legality of what avenues we have with the state law for trying to cover our perceived losses. I do know that a bond, a letter of credit, is a very common form, which is what the city typically asks for. And we've been fortunate that every time we have had an issue like this, we've been able to draw on the LOC, the letter of credit, or a bond, and get the improvements completed. I would say or suggest that possibly the city attorney would be better positioned to offer some suggestions on if there's any other alternatives.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments, concerns?
Just to add to that, as we're working on this, the city attorney is involved every step of the way, working with staff on it. So he's very aware of what the parameters are that we have to work with. And I'm confident that if there was any shoring up that needed to be done, he would have no problem suggesting that to us.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary. Any other? Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Goes through unanimously. Item 4C, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of intergovernmental agreement with Geneva School District 304 for managed fiber optic network services. Motion by Alderman Hill.
Second.
Second by Alderman Maladra. And we have the Oz from behind the curtain. He does come out.
Anybody has any questions?
Comments, questions? Pete, did you have anything you wanted to say first? I'm sorry.
If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them, but pretty much it's a renewal of what we entered into 10 years ago when we originally built the fiber optic network. We partnered with the school district and the county at that point. This is one of the renewals. The county will be up for renewal shortly as well. But in this case, the school district, we actually provide their connectivity. We manage the electronics that serve the schools. In the case of the county, we just lease them dark fiber. But in this, so they were asking for some upgrades for some equipment as well that is contemplated in this dollar figure and agreement.
Pete, how much do they give us?
$150,000? It's $250,000 with a yearly O&M charge of $3,750, basically 1.5%. It's $150,000 this year and $100,000 next year.
Alderman Singer, did you have a question?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Alderman Brown, I'm sorry. I saw the pen up and I didn't know.
Mr. Collins, how much are we out except for your time and labor?
On this? Mm-hmm. On this, well, actually, this contemplates our based on our past 10 years, what it's taken us to maintain the network and the perceived value we can get from the fiber optic in place. They're basically covering everything that needs to be covered for their end of things. So we don't actually lose
except for your effort. Time and effort, except which for, in some sense is helping the school district, and we appreciate that.
An hour.
So it's, but there's, it's, you know, like I said, it's pretty straightforward. It's what we've been doing for the past 10 years.
Wonderful. They have upgraded, though, their
They've upgraded parts,
for sure.
And they added a few sites.
And that goes through this network.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. In fact, this network or the network we have in place, actually, we actually provide internet service through our fiber, through a Kane County agreement, through all of us to all three school districts and Geneva and Kane County. All leaves from across the street here out to the Tech Park.
Any other comments, questions? If not, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passed unanimously. Next item on the agenda is 4D. Recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of lease agreement with Cisco Capital in the budgeted amount of $280,193.50 for the city school district replacement and upgrades to Cisco networking and communications equipment.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Maladra, seconded by Alderman Hill. Comment? Alderman Dantino, you have a question?
Yes, I guess this is a question for Mary or maybe Pete, but we're spending $280,000. The school district's already given us the $150,000,
mm-hmm.
and we had $108,000 in the budget, so we're about $40,000 short.
We're getting $150,000 this year, $100,000 next year. So, in order to put it this way, with the $150,000 that they're giving us this year and the $108,000 that we already had budgeted.
That's for our
portion. For our portion of the upgrades that we were going to make. Let me back up. When we were renewing this, these two are tied together. These two pieces are tied together.
Correct.
I think you just approved, okay. So as we were talking to Cisco to start upgrading this equipment and putting what they had placed, a lot of our gear that we needed to upgrade was also Cisco kind of things too. So we basically said, what can you do for us? We want to move all of our stuff plus all the stuff that the schools need. How can you help us out? So long and the short of it is we have $108,000 that was already budgeted for Geneva specific upgrades this year. We need about $175,000 for schools and of things. That puts us at $280,000. So we have basically the $150,000 that's coming in this year, the $108,000, so we're just shy of being a wash for this year. School district is paying for the bulk of the upgrades because the upgrades that need to be done, we don't need that kind of bandwidth, and they do.
Why are we buying money at 2.29% or something like that? Agreement. 3-year agreement. Hold on, I'll get to it.
Correct.
$280,000, we're borrowing at 2%, and we're getting most of the money in. And we're not giving that much money in our accounts, money market, I assume.
Because, well, to be honest, because I've got $108,000 in our end of things. Which,
right.
So we're short about 10 grand. So I was looking if from a complete
we're
wash.
We're borrowing $280,000 to cover 10 grand.
We could... It's a 3-year buyout. I mean, it's not a lease, and the idea was to not outlay that cash if we didn't need to outlay it this year. It seemed where we are right now like it might be more useful to actually have the cash on hand than to pay it straight outright.
I'm not sure about that, but I don't have that kind of money in my bank account to think about those things. But seems like you know we got most of the money in our fund already allocated. To borrow at a 2.29% interest rate, which is a good interest rate, I assume. Seems wrong to me, but that's all my questions. Thank you.
Alderman Cummings.
I would tend to agree with Ralph on this. I think if we have the liquidity and the money is already earmarked for the project, why not pay for the project rather than borrow the money? We can't, I know the liquidity is worth something, so maybe we don't pay 280, but maybe we pay 250, say a short 10, maybe we pay 250 and we borrow 30, but it just seems...
I'm not going to claim to understand where we're at liquidity wise. We submitted all this to I put this in front of Tom Dahl and said, you know, how do you want to proceed with this? And you know, if someone else wants to, if it makes more sense to do it another way, that's fine by
is
me.
Is it going to change the price then? I mean, I guess that's really what they're getting at. I mean, it would
other
be
than
paid
the
in cash.
Other than the two, I mean, basically the long and the short of this agreement is it's 90 days. No cash, no payments for 90 days, and I guess the way I was looking at it was is that would get us basically close to probably about you know what, leaving 100 or so, 100 and a quarter sitting in the bank rather than paying out.
So are you deferring it?
Am I deferring it?
Well, Because are you saying you're holding the money for 90 days and then you're going to take the...
No. I'm confusing. Okay. I'm confusing matters here. The arrangement with Cisco Capital basically was, you don't need to pay for 90 days.
Right.
Looking at where we are in the fiscal year this year, so 90 days from now is what, October? So it seemed to me that we would pay less between October and May 1.
And then what class does?
Yes. And then we'd have 150 grand from the school district sitting there. We can pay it off if we want, you know, basically we need a budget amendment for, I guess, for $10,000 to make that if we want to go that way, but I was just trying to provide a solution.
For your interest.
Yeah, Tom and I worked with Pete on this, and we were looking at those costs rolled into basically what the school district is paying us, but we're not getting all of the money from the school district this year. So we were trying to stay within budget, rolling those costs into what the school district is paying us so that it's not coming out of the city's coffers, to say basically, yes, we will front them, or we will fund this through the lease, but the school district is picking that up really over a two-year period. We're not getting all of the money from them up front.
And are they paying the interest charges for the...
That's what I was talking about, the 2%. That's part of what they're paying us.
How are they paying that?
That's rolled into the amount that they were paying.
They're going to give us $250,000 right away, and the $100,000 by June of...
2013.
Next year, right.
So we have 150 plus the 108 budgeted, which...
250,000.
258,000. So I'm seeing we're short whatever the difference between 280 and 250 is.
Well, part of that's our own equipment.
Yeah.
Right.
That we were...
We have a budget shortfall of maybe $28,000 this year.
And that's where... I guess I would say that's where we wouldn't have a budget shortfall. We wouldn't have to do an amendment or anything.
Not if we pay the $2,000 interest.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I think it's a question of, do we have $38,000 sitting around that we can tap for the shortfall? And I think the answer is no. So we have to finance to gain the difference.
The question, really what we end up doing is paying a couple thousand bucks to borrow 28.
Right, 38. Agreed.
So the question, I guess, is can we pay the 150 plus the 108 and cut that down? Is that what?
Pay some portion. In other words, if we're 7/8 of the way there, let's pay that and borrow the rest. Something small.
Borrow the rest.
Just borrow the $38,000 or $40,000.
Yeah. We're certainly not getting 2.25% on your quarters. So
we still have the 90 days too.
Do we want to make an amendment to the motion?
Is there money that we can use?
We have general fund reserves that we can use. Yes, but we would have to amend the budget to do that.
So what kind of motion do you need to do that then?
First, there should be a motion to, well, it could go either way, but you're going to need to a motion on this as presented, and either before or after, to coincide with it, a budget to amend, or an amendment for the budget in the amount of 28,000, is it? Whatever the dollar figure is.
Whatever the difference is between the two.
Basically that we would be pushing off till next year.
Wouldn't the simplest thing just make a motion for the what's on the floor and then make an amendment to the motion encouraging the city to find a way to pay it off and not have to borrow the money.
But the amendment includes us borrowing $280,000.
Well, but then you can amend that to encourage the city to find a way to not make the, to not borrow the money.
So what's better before or after?
It's better to amend the budget first so that the money is there before this is enacted. And it could be said that the budget is amended to accommodate, you know, this request. Whatever that exact dollar figure is, not to exceed a certain amount.
If you could word it for me, I'm fine.
Not to exceed
30,000?
30,000.
21,693.
Not to exceed what we need to borrow.
Right, not to exceed 30,000 will most certainly cover it.
They'll cover it.
All right, I'll make a motion to amend the budget to coincide with this, not to exceed $30,000.
I'll second that.
Okay, so that's, is that an amendment to the original motion, or is that a new motion? So we have to vote on that first?
It's an emotion to amend the budget.
Okay, but we have a motion on the floor right now, so does that get suspended?
Yeah, that's.
Okay.
It's committee of the whole, so.
Okay, so it doesn't matter, all right, that's fine. That's fine. So I have a motion by Alderman Dantino and seconded by Alderman Singer to amend the budget so that we do not borrow the money from Cisco to cover the cost of the equipment needed to make the networking and communications equipment.
Not to exceed
$30,000. That's the motion.
Cisco in the 90 days or whatever.
Okay, that's fine.
I was just trying to tread lightly, Ralph.
Yeah, that's okay. Any questions, comments on that, Alderman Brown?
Yes, I think for the record, we should point out that the original amount of the $280,000, was that an RFP? Was that sent out for bid, or was that a negotiated?
We have been dealing with Cisco direct.
Because they've installed the system as it currently exists.
They are the, yes, they
are. There are no competitors that would likely submit a bid?
Without really ripping things out and starting all over?
Yeah, Cisco is like the whole, we're not dealing with the middleman.
Yeah.
So it's actually their equipment. So if we were to bid it out and go through wholesalers or retailers, we would still be getting the same equipment but paying yet a third party. So technically, Pete was able to negotiate a better deal because you're dealing directly with the supplier.
We went straight to them because I said, I have all this. What are you going to do for us?
Okay.
They said, okay, we'll deal with you. So.
Any other questions, Alderman Brown?
Not obvious that sometimes the middleman can make a deal.
Agreed.
Alderman Flanagan.
And that's where I'm going to take it off to. If you've leased with them or have asked them to do a capital leasing option, couldn't you go back to them and say that, well, we're going to strike that leasing option and we'll pay out the outright, and couldn't they reduce their price? Okay, it's a buyout.
It's just a, yeah, it would be.
It was a $1 buyout.
We were borrowing the money to buy the equipment. It wasn't a lease.
Okay.
I don't believe is what it says amount to be leased, but I think it, really what it was is we were buying.
That's the confusing.
At the end.
But on their aspect, they term it as a lease.
Correct. They would term that at a lease.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd get out early.
Correct.
Call the question.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor and a second. We'll call a voice vote, okay? Oh, we'll just have a voice vote on this. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. That amendment passes. And then we still have to go back to the original item on the agenda, the recommended draft resolution authorization of, I guess it's the purchase of the equipment with Cisco Capital in the budgeted amount of $280,193.50 for the city school district replacement and upgrades to the Cisco networking and communications equipment. Fair enough. We're buying it rather than than borrowing the money. I still have that's the original motion on the floor. I have a first and a second on that. Any other questions on that since we've amended the budget? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That went through unanimously. Next item on the agenda is new business. Do we have any new business tonight from the dais? Anyone from the audience?
Well, I think we have a report from Alderman Vogelsberg on how the young gentlemen and their bicycles are
doing. Oh, good.
Oh, yes, we do.
Let me pull that up. Well, actually, the Boy Scouts left right on time on Saturday morning, and they made it to Griffith, Indiana. A few incidents, but everyone is safe, is what Jacob Shelley said. And tonight they are in Ligonier, Indiana. So they're doing very well, and they're getting money daily.
Any idea what the distances they've traveled?
No.
All the way from here to Indiana. That's a long way.
It is.
50 miles probably.
Thank you.
They have a blog, so you might, I'm sure they say it there, but I don't know.
Alderman Flanagan, did you?
Just going to wish Alderman Maladra a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Not 26 years old, on July 26.
On July 26.
Why do we have all these birthdays listed? I don't want people to know it's your birthday.
It's a secret society, I don't know.
Yeah, I figure we started the month with July with mine, so we figured we'd.
Any other new business?
We don't get a copy of that.
For now, wait.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, no, but they called for it.
Well, some of us are aging backwards.
Yeah, they called for it, so.
You lied about yours, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I told the truth. I said, who wants to come by? Any other new business? Next item on agenda is just the announcement of the upcoming meetings. Committee of the Whole is August 13th, 2012. I need a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Alderman Singer makes the motion. Alderman Hill makes the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No.
I don't realize how important
adjourned.
That happy birthday was.
Let's just stick around. We just might as well roll right into the notice of the special meeting of the city council. I just have a question before we start.
Well, she lives on the West Coast, so I got 2 hours.
No problem.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, thanks.
Then call for the meeting, the notice of the special meeting of the City Council of the City of Geneva. It is now 7:30. Could you take the roll call, please?
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Don Cummings?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
The first item on the agenda is to recommend the resolution number 2012-72, authorizing execution of the intergovernmental agreement with Geneva School District 304 for managed fiber optic network services.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Flanagan, second by Alderman Hill. Comments, questions? Okay, hearing none, seeing none. I will need a roll call vote for this, so if you could please.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
That vote is unanimous. Now, actually, I guess do we have to amend this agenda, or how do we do this now, Mary? No.
I would suggest that a motion be made, because it's in conjunction with item B.
Okay.
Motion be made to amend the general fund budget in an amount not to exceed $30,000 as it relates to item B, resolution 2012-73 on the July 23rd.
So moved. Just how she said it.
Second.
Did you get that?
I did.
I have a motion from Alderman Dantino. I do need a second. Alderman Flanagan is the second. Comments, questions? So this is a separate vote just to amend the budget, mm-hmm. then, Mary? So I make sure everybody is clear on this, okay? This will need to be a roll call vote. So is there any questions from the audience also? Okay. Please take the call.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Okay. That vote is unanimous, so that we now have a budgeted allotment to purchase this equipment. So I guess it's now recommend resolution number, is it still 2012-73? Mm-hmm. Okay, just want to make sure. Authorizing the purchase of Cisco Capital with Cisco Capital in the budgeted amount of $280,193.50 for the city school district replacement and upgrades to the Cisco networking and communications equipment. Motion by Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Cummings. Comments, questions? All right, we'll need another roll call then. Thank you.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
That voted unanimous. Under the motion?
A motion to waive the fees for this meeting.
I have a motion to waive the fees for the special city council meeting. I need a second.
Second.
Second by Alderman Singer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion, no new business. We went through that already, so I need a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Singer. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.